All right, let's talk about depression and the weather. Yes, that's exactly what I said. The weather can actually affect us, affect our emotions to the point where we actually experience seasonal affect disorder. That is to say, depression, usually during the winter. Those of us, or those of you who are watching from a northern latitude, maybe you live in London or Scotland or Tacoma, Washington, or Upper Peninsula, Michigan, or you're up in Canada, and you experience cold, dark, gray, cloudy winters where there's barrenness and frigidity and a lack of activity and a lack of exercise, and there's not much daylight, there's not much sunlight. You in Alaska that are watching, you know what I'm talking about. Your whole rhythm of your body gets thrown off. If you've ever had jet lag before, some people feel that way during the winter. Seasonal affect disorder, SAD, sad. How appropriate, because you feel very sad. Now, with seasonal affect disorder, there are various therapies, and I'd encourage you not to self-diagnose, but here's the deficiency in the wintertime. And you may notice, if you look back over the past 2 or 3 years, you may notice, you know what? He's right. Every winter, I tend to begin to slide down around Thanksgiving. I tend to emotionally just cascade down, and it's not till spring again, when the sun comes out, that I actually start to feel better. Well, there are various therapies. Light therapy, exercise, supplements, counseling, getting your feelings out, talking about them, noticing the pattern, asking people close to you to keep an eye on you. Get moving, get going, get those things that you experience in the summer going, get that adrenaline going, get that dopamine going. Go get in your life and figure out, how am I going to be active and not let the weather, the season, tell me how I'm going to feel? Your soul's looking for something in the middle of winter. You know, relationships go through winter. Marriages go through winter. Relationships, school years go through winter. Winter is a barren, dry time when not a lot gets done. Sometimes your relationships will be in the winter and you just long for them to get better so they can get in the spring. Well, the shifting of the seasons often happens to affect our emotions. And I would encourage you, if you happen to be one of those people that, you know what, I'm really down, and I know I'm really down, and it probably has something to do with the weather, you go talk to somebody. You go sit down with somebody. You go process this thing. Because it's not in God's cards for you to feel the way you're feeling for the next 3 or 4 months. It's not the way it works. He came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. So let's get some help. Don't diagnose it yourself. Let's get some help. Sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out how to get you out of that winter into that spring mentality. That's what we're all about here at Life Points.